I'd like to spend a little time now letting you talk about your long personal and musical relationship with Dizzy. I know there are lots of wonderful incidents that you could talk about, things you could speak about, what he meant to you, the things that you did with him over the years that were important.
Well, you see, that's the kind of question that it would take a lifetime to answer. Because, you know, you say, well, how do you feel about someone? Well, I love him. I loved him. Musically, I'm still learning. You know, the different things that happen. Like I say this every time someone asks me something, says, well, what do you... And my wife brought this up. Linda brought this up. She says, honey, you say that all the time. But the reason I say it all the time is because it happens all the time when I say, ah, that's what he meant. You see? And so, and I'm talking about like a A minor 7 flat 5. You know, he looked at that as a C minor 6. That's what he looked at it. See? Doesn't that bring another dimension? See, it makes it, you know. So, and for those of you that don't know what's happening, like A minor 7 flat 5, like unless you know a little bit about chords, like it doesn't mean anything to you, but Lida knows. And so when I said C minor 6, she thought for a moment, then she, see, that's a different way of looking at a minor 7 flat 5 chord because it gives another sound. So that's the way he always looked at it, you know. And as far as, like, different things that we used to do, I remember I used to be bothered being on airplanes, and we were on this little plane, and I had Dizzy's hand, and I was holding his hand, and Dizzy... I'm going to have to say it exactly like he said it. I was on his head. He said, nigga, turn my hand loose. You're going to look at my MF in hand. I damn near squeeze this boy. You know, but we laugh about that, boy, because I had, you know, because we were on this little plane. He says, hold my hand. I says, okay. And I suppose he had to tell me that, you know. That was one thing, you know. And then, like, he... you know, he would, like, he dug Linda, you know. He loved Linda, boy. You know, and I don't know if he said, did he say that to you, honey? He said, Moody, you made a wonderful choice. Oh, it's wonderful. And then he looked at her and said, sorry, I can't say the same for you. You know, the Dizzy, boy. Dizzy, then lots of things, I know he told me always, you know, like, look at the piano. That's where it is, you know. And he, you know what? When we went to, me and Mike Longo, we went over to Lorraine's to help her sort out Dizzy's stuff, you know. And there was a little piece of paper there, and on it there were a few notes written, and on it was a new way to play. Dizzy put it down, and evidently he was going to do that, you know, this new way to play. And there were fourth there. He was, you know, so that. And Dizzy would, like, we'd be sitting in the airport. I've got a hat up there, and in the hat he put to my best friend, Moody, you know. He'd give me a hat and here, or a pen. I've got a hell of a pen. What's the name of that pen, honey?
That's a European pen, and it's sterling silver.
Yeah, see, you know, you know, CIE, that whatever it is, that, you know, like, that's Dizzy, you know. You know. And then, another time, he had an old beat-up flute, and I was playing the flute, and I loaned it to somebody. Dizzy said, where's my flute? I said, oh, I got what? And he wigged out, you know. And I said, I get it. You know, I got his flute. Okay, thanks. He took it and gave it to somebody. You know, He's funny. Then another time I gave his number to somebody. He said, "Drunk, what blow?" He worried out about that. I said, "Okay." I said, "Now, I remember what you said here." I said, "Because when Jesus comes and asks me for your phone number, I'm not giving it to him now. I'll fix your behind, you know." He said, "All right, you know." We had good times together. Yeah.